I can go on and on because you just got a real cool vibe, man. Yeah, we can talk and chill. We should like get coffee or something.
Yeah, we should, man. Absolutely.
We're in your house, we're in your car, we are wherever you are, playing you the rest of the best in gospel music.
Hi, my name is Apostle Burl Howard, and guess what? You're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Ernest Pugh, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Soul Prosper Radio.
There you go.
Stay with me.
This is Ronan Harrison.
I'm Kirk Whalen.
Hey, this is Cheryl Pepsi Riley.
I am Tashina Arnold.
And together we are chosen.
Jay Digger. This is Fred Hammond.
This is Sherry Shepherd.
Hey, this is Percy Beatty, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
Dorinda Clark Cole, the Rose of Gospel, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Y'all keep it locked.
My name is Michelle Williams. I love hanging out with Soul Prosper Radio.
This is Kim Burrell, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
Got a real cool vibe, man.
Sometimes there are obstacles in the road that can leave you feeling low, and you don't know how to move forward. And sometimes there are turns you wanna take, but the way gets hard to trace. Now you're wondering, how did you get here? But don't you give up until you see how God is ordering your steps so you can walk into your season. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. Our God is faithful. I declare you will know the favor of the Lord and receive a harvest for your seed. To bless the world as it flows.
He that has begun
a great work
in you
is faithful to perform
it.
God is faithful to perform. Oh, he that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. God is faithful to perform it. So if you ever get discouraged, speak to yourself and say, God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me. God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me. God is doing a great work. God is doing great work. God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work.
Doing a great work.
God is doing a great work. a great work in you is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. You ought to encourage somebody. Show your name. He's faithful to perform. He's
faithful to perform.
God is faithful to perform.
Faithful to perform.
Yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is faithful.
He's faithful to
faithful
perform.
And great.
Faithful to
great
perform.
Is his faithfulness. Great is his faithfulness. So what should be considered as we proceed is that this work did not begin with you. Our mother's mothers and father's fathers planted seeds when we were but the faint notion of a dream in their mind. They hoped for a harvest, a legacy, a great work. So may your next step forward help us to connect the dots and see this picture of greatness. In fact, I hear God say that you are his workmanship, his masterpiece, created for such a time as this. So great works, a great, great, great work. So go be great. Don't get discouraged. Go be great. Don't you get weary. Go be great. Keep marching for justice, because it makes us great in this wonderful world where our children laugh and play and dream and see greatness exceeding abundantly, more than we can imagine. But let me assure you that it's great, and our God is faithful. Yes, Lord. Yes, you're great.
Hey everybody, welcome back to On The Record. I'm Fred Willis, your gracious host, and I have a very special guest today. I'm so thrilled to present him to you. You know him, you see him all the time just like I do, but I'm thrilled to be talking to him today. Help me welcome to the show, Mr. Kevon Carter.
Oh man, my pleasure to be here, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. It's a real treasure. Now, you have a new album out called Finally. We've seen you on social media, on Instagram, on Facebook, and we've seen the comedy. We've seen even some serious songs coming through. But you have a full project entitled Finally. Tell me all about it.
I named the project Finally because I literally felt that way when I finished. I've been working on this project for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always start and stop for various reasons. For fear, low self-esteem. Then, of course, you know, it costs a nice little chunk of money to do a project.
Yeah.
So I would have to stop for money reasons. And then one back in 2014, I said, okay, I'm going to finish it. And I was getting close. And then my first wife at the time, she passed unexpectedly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so through death. I mean, I've been through so much, so many reasons I've had to start and stop. So to finally, like, be at a point where I'm going to finish this thing, that's why I came up with the name Finally. And as you see, it fits when you think about how long I've been working on it.
Yeah, so in all, you know, years-wise, how many years do you say, would you say it took you to finally complete it?
Off and on. Well, I'll give you an example. There's a track on the project called Open Heaven.
Oh.
And I wrote Open Heaven for my church at the time. My pastor was doing a thing for the year. We're declaring an open heaven. Mm-hmm. in 2011.
Wow.
That was the theme, and I wrote a song for it. And of course, that was a little while ago. So yeah, like I say, I I've been starting and stopping and starting and stopping. And then even when I stopped, I would always write songs for my church, and I always be accumulating songs. So finally got a chance to finish it, and finally.
Yeah, well, you know what? I got to tell you, it's so interesting that you mentioned Open Heaven, because that's my favorite song on the album.
Oh, wow. Seriously?
Yeah, absolutely, man. I love that song. I listened to it, you know, now watching you on social media. It was probably about 6 months ago. You did a video, maybe a year ago, and you were playing something. Now, I'm a musician as well, musician, producer, all that stuff. And
okay.
I was listening and I said, wait a minute, he can actually play.
Yeah, so even with that, when I started doing the video, I didn't play in them. And then if I did play, it would be more so for laughs. You know, just I wasn't really trying to play.
Yeah.
And then and most people didn't know that I could play. most people didn't know that I was like actually a real musician.
Yeah.
And one day, I don't even remember what video I did it in, but one day I did it, and then I noticed, you know, people kind of liked it when I played, and then I said, okay, well, I'll do a little more, and then I started showing it, and people were like, man, you can actually play, because most people think I've always been a comedian,
right?
And I've just been kind of hiding the playing thing, but it's actually I've been a musician all my life,
wow.
And the comedy thing kind of came out of nowhere. So, but yeah, I've been playing all my life. Now I'm not what they call a big goats and beasts, you know how we call people that are
right,
really good.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not in that league, but I do a little bit. I've been doing a little bit for a little while. So I use a little bit I have, as they say.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is the little bit that you have was mind blowing even to me, because I think it was like a clip you did like Broadway. You did like a lot of different styles in that one clip. It was like, I think some ragtime even. I was like, wait a minute. Y'all be sleeping on Kevin Carter. Y'all look at this video again, you know.
Yeah, that's funny. And again, like I said, I've been playing all my life. So I've been in church all my life.
Mm-hmm.
I started playing classical
music.
So I learned how to read first. Mm-hmm. And then probably about, I think, 10 or 11, I started kind of getting more heavy into the gospel music. I've been playing for a little while.
Wow. Yeah, man, that's incredible. And it's just interesting to see how social media is such a tool. I mean, so many people are blessed by it. So many people are living a different life now because of social media. And that's actually a great thing. But just in your life, your experiences, describe the feeling of, you know, seeing things pick up after all that you've experienced. You've done this. You had an album you're sitting on. You're still writing music. You know how, you know, I know the creative mind, and you're thinking, God, how are you going to make this work? But seeing it work and it's just still unfurling. What's that feeling like? How is that lifting your faith?
That's a good question, man. You just made that up, Spirit Gator 3?
yes, absolutely.
That's a good question.
Yes, sir.
Never had that one before, but no, seriously, it's like you say, it's kind of mind-blowing because, you know, and you, like you said, you produce, you do music, so I would write songs, and I would always be trying to shop my songs to different people and sending my, you know, you get the email, you're sending your demos to all these different people. Of course, nobody ever responds back to
you.
So I've been doing stuff for years. And like you said, you kind of wondering, like, you know how you pray, you know, when is my season? When is it going to be my time?
Yep.
And all this kind of stuff. And I stopped worrying about trying to get on here and trying to see if somebody notices me. I stopped worrying about that, and I never would have thought in a million years that doors would open for me through comedy, because that was never a goal of mine. But as you say, it's still kind of unraveling, and I'm starting to see, like, even with the comedy, it's more than just jokes. God has given me that platform for a purpose, and I'm just trying to handle it the right way, and with, you know, whatever doors got open, it's all just a blessing, and it's really all God. Like I say, I never in a million years would have thought doors would open, and those same producers and different people that I couldn't never get in contact with, now I know them, but I met them through through the comedy.
Right.
I met them through the videos. They comment and we message back and forth. I'm like, man, this is tripped out. I remember 5 years ago, I couldn't even, you know, you wouldn't even return my call.
Yep.
So, you know, it's a blessing. So I'm enjoying it.
Wow, that's amazing. So do you actually, you have music out now, and I know, you know, once you release an album, you have to really put so much energy into, you know, that album. You got to do the promotional stuff. Thank you so much for accepting this interview request. You've got to do that. You got to be seen on the music side. But as comedy, you know, do you want to do more with comedy, maybe stand up, maybe do a set at the keyboard?
I've been telling, I say whatever you have me to do, God. It's funny, most of the calls I get have been comedy.
Yeah.
And even with my project, I had a guy ask me last week, and you know how we do in church, you know, when somebody put out a CD, we like, you know, it's your time, it's your season, yeah. You're going to the Stellar Awards. Yeah. and honestly, I don't want to, you know, sound deep, but my goal in doing this project was to finish it, because I had been starting and stopping, so mm-hmm. I wanted to finally complete it. And then I just wanted God to bless it. And when I say that, I mean, like, if somebody listens to it, I wanted there to be one song at least that ministered to them. Mm-hmm. And that was it. And I'm not knocking, you know, awards and stellars and stuff, but that was never my intention. I did like the gospel industry stuff like 10 years ago, and mm-hmm. it's beautiful, praise God, but that's not my goal. Those are my two things: to finish the project, and then I just pray that it blesses whoever listens to it. So whatever, like I say, whatever else comes afterwards is icing on the cake. Because people that know me know I don't like going to all the different gospel functions and all this kind of stuff. And
it's
again, I'm not knocking it.
And like you say,
when you're really trying to get that project out and kind of get awards and stuff, you got to work it.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to go to this and you got to go to that and kind of connect. And like, this was just something I had to do for myself. And you know, wherever it goes, praise God. But that was never my goal. And right now, it seems that comedy is the thing. And there's some other stuff that I know that's coming, but I'm not going to speak it yet. I'm going to wait and see where God is taking this thing. But like I said, I'm just enjoying the ride right now. What they say in church, where he leads me, I will follow.
It's a radio.
There's no way I'd live without you. You're the air that I breathe. There's no living without you. I can't make it on my own. And I can't make it without you. Won't make it without you. Don't make it without you. I'm no good on my own. I can't make it without you. Won't make it without you. I don't make it without you. I can't do this thing alone. There's no way I live without you. You're the air that I breathe.
Jesus.
There's no living without you. I'm no good on my own. I can't make it without you. Won't make it without you. I don't make it without you. I can't do this thing alone. Come in, oh, on your grace, yeah. See, no, you breathe through.
I don't understand. Why do you let me fall when the world is in your hand? You could stop it all if you wanted to, but you don't, you just let me go through. But I know you never let it kill me, only make me strong.
Hey everybody, it's Fred here, and I want to take a moment to talk financial solutions. If your financial future is not as secure as you want or need it to be, I want to introduce you to Keith Squalls of the K. Allen Financial Group. He's already helped numerous clients eliminate debt and even helped them pay off their mortgages years ahead of schedule. It's not too good to be true. It's too good to miss. Give him a call today. Tell him I sent you. The number to call is 877-888-6322. That's 877-888-6322.
You're listening to KSPR, Soul Gospel Radio, playing you the rest of the best in gospel music.
That's right. You're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. I'm Fred Willis, your gracious host of On the Record. And my very special guest today is none other than Kevon Carter, social media sensation. He has a brand new album out. We're having such a great time in this interview. I don't want to take too much time away from it. I hope you enjoy the music there from TB2 with Without You and PJ Morton featuring Leandra Johnson and Mary Mary. That was all in his plan. And so we're talking about so much from Kevon Carter's life that was all in God's plan. And as you heard as we close that last segment, where God leads, he's gonna follow. So we're gonna get to the close of the interview. I want to thank you again so much for listening today. Make sure you tell a friend, share this with everybody you know. We're gonna share actually a song from the album once the interview is done. And again, I want to thank you so much for listening today. Without further ado, let's get back to this interview with Kevon Carter. I want to go back to one of your recent videos where you're talking about crying.
And what's going on? I did an interview. I did an interview last week, and her name is Sonya Blakey, and she interviewed me, and she played the song that I talked about that made me cry. And so I was like, why is everybody making fun of me about this? So yeah. Now here you go. Come on, man.
Well, no, I'm not making fun of you. I want to say this because I understood it so well. Now, it didn't make me cry, but I understood, you know, when I was younger, I could see in men when God was softening their heart, you know, it may have been, you know, that old deacon that can't get right, that, you know,
right.
Next thing you know, he finna start preaching. When he start crying, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he finna be a preacher or something right. was happening. And when I released the book. Excuse me. When I released the book last year, I began to notice subtle changes.
Right.
And I was the same way. I was like, now, hold on, man. I'm a G. What's up, Lord? You know, I'm a G. What's up with this? What you doing?
Right.
But I could see the changes, you know, and then it was mixed with thankfulness. You know, it was like that. And I even saw a testimony from that already. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody going back to church and, you know, giving their life to Christ. I think that was what that was. So. Just talk about that a little more. Listen, this is real, y'all. Though, just listen, God is real, and this experience is very real.
Yeah, Fred, we supposed to talk about my music, man. We ain't supposed to talk about me crying, Fred. Come on now. No, it's all good. But yeah, I posted the video talking about, and like you said, it's just at a point. It's like I'm just extra emotional lately, and like you say, like as a man, that's just not what you do. You know, that's not what we're taught. That's how you kind of raised.
Yeah,
I remember when I was young and I saw my dad cry in church, and I was like, yuck. You know, I was like, oh, make it stop.
Yeah.
And then, and I just noticed lately, like I've just been really emotional, and I wanted to point that out in the video, but to state the fact, like I say, in church, when we see somebody cry,
mm-hmm.
especially a man, we always kind of think like, man, you know, he must be going through with his wife.
Right.
You know, it must be something bad going on.
Yep.
And I said in the video, as I was crying, I heard guys in the background, like, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking like, it is all right.
Yeah.
That's why I'm crying.
Right.
You know, God has been good. And I just think about his grace And like you say, some stuff you doesn't really hit you till you go through stuff. And as I get older, I notice the softer I get. So I'm scared to see how I'm going to be in about 5 years. But I'm probably just crying all the time. but really, like you say, God has just been so good. And like I just sense it more. I'm just more sensitive to it now. Just like little stuff that I took for granted. Like now, I catch myself. I'm like, I'm tearing up. Like, come on, Kevon.
Right.
Man up.
Yeah.
But it's like I said, it's not always a bad thing. I'm crying because God is good. As they say, you don't know my story.
Yeah.
And I just think when I think about his goodness, when I think about his grace, and I act a fool on social media, I clown and have fun, but it's real with me. Like, God has been really good to me, and I just get emotional, but I'm about to cry now, man.
Oh, hold his mule, Lord. Hold his mule, Lord. But yeah.
It happens. God is good. Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
No, you fine, man. Listen, I'm just really taking all this in because we've watched your journey. some journey, some of the journey. We watch what right. we what you put on social media, you know, and like you said, we don't know your story. I didn't know that about your first wife, you know, and sometimes y'all, when you see people, you see God elevating people, you don't know what they've come through.
Oh Lord, you know, that's true.
You know, life is over for a lot of men who are widowers because when their when their wife died, they died. You know, part of them dies and they don't recover.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I've seen it. Like I say, God has been so good to me. My first wife, she passed in 2014. She was awesome. But she passed, and I was left with four children. And three and one that was had just been born.
Oh,
so man. I'm sitting here, and but just to see how that whole process, God brought me through that, brought our family through that, and then God blessed me to be my wife now, Shanice. And real talk, you know, we don't talk about stuff like this, but you're a single man with four or five kids, and you're thinking like, man, who's gonna want me?
Right, right.
Because you got to figure, I'm coming with some stuff. I'm not coming by myself.
Right.
You're taking on four kids.
Yeah.
And I met Shanice, and she had a daughter of her own, and you know, we just doing our thing. We're blessed. So now I have my wife and five children now.
All right.
So yeah, I'm still multiplying.
Wow. And this album is another multiplication of what God has placed in you. Finally, is out, y'all. It's everywhere you get music. Stream it, but buy it too, y'all. Okay.
Yeah.
Buy it.
Please.
Make sure.
Yeah. Yeah, please, and let's be. I know y'all not buying it, man. I know what y'all do, you know, and I understand, you know. I understand you're not buying the CDs, you know, but at least stream it, you know. At least stream it, just listen to it. Look for me, for my kids. At least I got five kids, and if you can stream it, I can probably get, you know, get my kids something to drink or something with the money from the stream, because I think the streams are like 0.0007 cents. So you gotta stream a lot of time.
So
I probably get my kids some orange juice or something. I'd appreciate it.
Wow, I'm gonna let you go, but I want to ask you this before I let you go. Y'all heard the man.
I know you like, where is he going with this?
Y'all heard the man of God. That was a call to action right there. Y'all heard the man of God. What is your favorite song from Finally? The 8-9 year process of writing songs. What's your favorite song from the project?
My favorite song. They were all written by me, so they all kind of mean something different. Like, You Survive is the one that kind of gets me, like, really kind of in that cry moment.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I have a song on there called You Survive. And then I'll Give Him Praise is another kind of personal favorite of mine. And I like First Love. That's another personal favorite of mine, because I just like the message in it, and I like the lyrics of it. So I would say those three are my personal favorites.
Okay, and you gave us a little bit of comedy on that First Love. I think that's the one with the call on it, right?
Yeah, I gave you a little comedy. It's called I'm Kevon Carter.
I'm Kevon Carter, and it's only 35 miles away, but I need a flight.
Yeah, I wanted to, because I know a lot of people were like, okay, putting out a project, like, is this a comedy project? What is this?
Yeah.
And then for a lot of people to see me, like, kind of being serious and praising God and stuff, that's a little different, because you see me, you expecting somebody to start acting a fool and clown.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
I wanted to give, you know, just who I am all around. So you get praise, you get worship, you get transparency, and you get comedy, and that's who I am.
Man, that's
kinda all that mixed up together.
Mixed up together.
I just didn't cry on that one. I got to make sure I cry on the next one.
Yeah. Y'all heard it here first. We got an exclusive crying on the next album.
That's right. Gotta work that in.
Wow, man, these songs sound incredible. I mean you talked about the expense that goes into creating a project. You spared no expense. These songs sound incredible. Your favorite producers, your favorite artists, the Kirk Franklins, the Kirk Carrs, even the Donald Lawrences. This project is on par with what you hear on the radio.
You mean that, or you just saying that?
I don't, you know, I don't blow smoke now, because I get plenty of music, so No, y'all, I'm telling people, you when you listen to it, man, this is, it's gonna it's good stuff, y'all. It's good stuff. It's not just something he put out just to be doing. I mean, this is like, yeah.
I appreciate that, man. And I believe you. I didn't believe you at first, but I believe.
I'm glad you sensed the genuineness in my yeah. shout out. Cause I mean, I like I said, I get tons of music, man, and I even from names that everybody know, you know, and I get the mm-hmm. project, and I'm like, man, you should let that cook a little longer. It ain't quite ready for the masses, you know.
Yeah, and I'll say, like, I know for me, one of the many reasons I kept starting and stopping and had, like, kind of lack of confidence.
Yes. Because,
you know, in the church, we have, like, straight-up singers. Like,
yep.
folks that can just sing, and you got folks that can belt and holler real good.
Yep.
And then you got folks that can just run real good.
Yep.
And I can't do either one. Those are just not my thing.
Yeah.
And you know, where we come from, especially in the black church, the folks that get the most claps and stuff are the ones that can holler.
Right.
Or the ones that can do the run.
Yeah.
I'm not good enough. I can't do this.
Mm.
And so yeah, I just, you know, use what I had. And I'm really into songwriting. So I really wanted to make sure I was, just had something to say.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you got something to say, that'll kind of cover up the fact that you don't, you know. sometimes you got to do a lot of runs and holler because you're not really saying anything.
That's right. That's right.
So you got to kind of overcompensate because the fact that you're just saying the same thing 100 times.
Yep.
You know.
Yep. Well, listen. It's out, y'all. Go get it. Kevin Carter, thank you so much for your time today, man. I feel enlightened. I'm inspired even more. We get a glimpse into the creative mind, you know, with the project, and just talking to you today, man, that's just on a whole nother level. So I really appreciate it.
I really appreciate you, man. Like I say, I can tell. And even when you do interviews, you can tell the folks that listen to it for real.
Yeah, yeah.
And the folks that just read something real quick
mm-hmm.
and they'll just listen. So
yep.
I appreciate the fact that you really did listen to the project, man. So yeah, thanks a lot.
You're very welcome, man. Thank you for your time, Kevin Carter. Now, we can find you on social media by just searching your name, right? Or is it?
Yeah, you can search up my name. Now, it's a few Kevin Carters. It's one soccer Kevin Carter.
Okay.
I believe he's going on to be with the Lord.
My Lord.
We get mixed up a lot.
Oh, Lord.
Then there's another singer. But if you look up me, and you'll eventually find me. Seeking you will find. Knocking the door shall be open. That's what the Bible says.
He in the book, y'all. He in the book.
Yeah.
And I was searching for him on iTunes, and Dr. Kevin Carter came up. So you really got to make sure make sure that you listen to the right Kevin Carter, right?
Yeah.
Kevin Carter.
And I didn't know that much of, you know, Kevin's out here, but I guess it's a little popular now, I guess. I don't know.
But I mean, between you and Kev on stage, you know, that Kev on social media be trying to think for you sometimes, so.
Yeah, you know, Kev on stage has a much bigger following than I do, so I get messages from his followers, like, man, I love that video you did. And I'm sitting there thinking, like, what, you know, that... You must be talking about Kev on stage. So yeah, I get that a lot.
Wow. Well, listen, we got the real deal right here, y'all. The real deal. Thank you, man. Wow. Such a great time today with Kevin Carter. I want to thank you so much for listening today. We talked about the album. Finally, I learned so much more about him. He's so much more than comedy, even so much more than music. And I hope and pray that as you listened, that something spoke to you. Something spoke to you. As I said to him, you never know what people are going through. You never know what people have survived to get to the point where they are when you meet them, even where you meet them and aspire to be, you know. So yeah, I was inspired today. I was helped so much. Even as a husband and father, he took care of his four children. He's taking care of them, and he's now remarried. He's got a bonus daughter and a brand new wife. God is good. The faithfulness of God is something else, y'all. He will hold you. He will keep you, and he will make sure that his plans for your life come to pass. No matter how long it takes. This album is entitled Finally. The songs on there are amazing. It's a wonderful album. And I'm going to play one song that I hope you're blessed by. There are very many. There are many to choose from. But I want to play this song as we get out of here. This song is Open Heaven. You heard him talk about it earlier in the interview. And we're going to close the show with this song, Open Heavens. I hope you enjoy. Thank you so much, Kevon Carter, for your time today, man.
This is Kevon Carter, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio with my guy, Fred Willis. Hey, I feel something right now.
I shall sustain what I proclaim. I have the victory in Jesus' name. The past is behind me, and I'm pressing onward. I'm moving forward by faith. For I'm declaring an open heaven, and though it's rough, I still believe God will open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that we won't have room to receive.
I'm declaring an open heaven. Though it's rough, I still believe
God will open
God
up.
God will open the windows of heaven.
Pour out. Greater is He that is living within. And if God be for us, who can be against us? I won't let go of my faith. I'm declaring
an open
heaven. And
though it's rough, I still believe
that God's gonna open up. That's believing God for something. If that's you, lift your voice and sing.
SP Radio.